The Alliance Party, let's move on, they have decided to support gay marriage. The party leader, David Ford, said the decision followed months of consultation with party members and associations. So where does that leave the rest of the parties here? Well, the DUP, they're against gay marriage. Sinn Féin is in favour. The SDLP, they're expected to formalise their policy at their party conference later this year. The Ulster Unionist Party isn't going to have a policy. They'll leave it to individual members to decide. They're not going to have a policy. A party without a policy on something as big as marriage? The Green Party, which is one MLA, also supports gay marriage. The Alliance Minister, Stephen Farry, is on the line with us this morning. Morning to you, Stephen.
Good morning, Stephen.
What brought you to this decision?
Well, it is about fundamental principles and values of the party, and I think also the direction of travel in the society. We believe firmly in terms of equality. We also believe in religious freedom, which is why we have a very balanced position where we support same-sex marriage. We also recognise that we're talking about civil marriage and that there should be an opt-out in terms of churches, but also an opt-in. So if churches do wish to officiate in terms of a same-sex marriage, they should be allowed to as well.
So you don't believe marriage is between a man and a woman? That fundamental?
Marriage, people will have their own individual view of what marriage actually is. But in terms of what the policy of the state should be, it should be treating everyone equally. And a marriage can be between a man and a woman. That is the traditional view, obviously, and many people hold that view. But it can also be between a man and a woman.
A man, you mean?
A man, the man, or a woman, the woman. And there are many countries around the world that are actually moving in this direction. Same-sex marriage is the norm throughout most of Western Europe. And in some respects, the UK and Northern Ireland, it's actually towards the back of the...
It's kind of futile this anyway, isn't it? Because you've got the biggest party in Northern Ireland, the DUP, they're against it. So they can block any attempt to change it. Full stop. End of story.
I think what we're trying to do is to change minds in Northern Ireland. Obviously, it's going to be difficult to find a political consensus. But the more parties come out with a clear policy on this, the more the people of Northern Ireland show that they actually support this, then change will come in due course. I mean, Northern Ireland has been very, very slow in terms of a lot of reforms in relation to LGBT rights.
Well, David Cameron, the Prime Minister, he has promised a vote on marriage before the election, hasn't he? And that he would support gay marriage. So you could have a situation. Scotland, the administration there say they're going to go ahead with it. So you could have a situation that Northern Ireland could end up the only part of the UK without gay marriage. Peter Lynas is from the Evangelical Alliance.
Good morning, Stephen.
Morning, Peter. That situation would be interesting, wouldn't it? Northern Ireland, the only place in the UK where you couldn't have gay marriage.
And there could be a range. That's one of the pros or cons of devolution is some different opinions or some different legislation in each of the jurisdictions. But that's one of the things that we're in favour of, is Northern Ireland having some diversity in that. We're certainly interested in the decision taken by the Alliance Party. But the concern, Stephen, seems to be presenting us as a little bit backwards and at the back of the queue there. But it does put the Alliance Party at odds with public opinion on most polling on this issue. They seem to be saying it's all about equality, but equality is ensured in civil partnerships. I mean, you have somebody like Andrew Pearce from the Daily Telegraph saying, look, I'm gay, I oppose gay marriage because equality is already there. Ben Bradshaw, the Labour MP, first cabinet minister in a civil partnership.
I thought you lot were opposed to civil partnerships as well.
They made them clear the equality. What I'm saying is that Alliance is...
But you were opposed to them, weren't you?
Line. Sorry. Stephen, I don't believe Evangelical Alliance were, though I've come in more recently. But the extension to civil marriage is also a bit of a trap there, because there's no such thing as civil marriage. There's a civil ceremony. There's only one type of marriage currently between a man and a woman. So again, Alliance have got to maybe clarify just some of their language around this.
Minister Farry?
We all know what civil marriage means. I mean, where people will already have, I mean, a man and a woman can have a civil marriage. And then there's also...
They can have a civil ceremony, Stephen, but there is no such thing as civil marriage.
We're not seeking to impose this upon churches. Let me be very, very clear on that. We respect freedom of religion. But where two people wish to have a civil marriage, the state should respond to that. And in no way, shape or form does that take away from anyone else's sense or understanding of what their marriage should be. This is about extending equality to people. Sure, a few years ago, all the talk was about civil partnerships. But the debate has moved on quite significantly from that. The terminology is of importance to people because people do feel like they're second-class citizens having a civil marriage.
Well, Ben Bradshaw, Andrew Pearce, many in the gay community don't feel that, and they've made that view very clear. It's not an equality argument.
Well, I mean,
one of the questions we have, Stephen, coming in this morning is, where are the majority of Christians who don't support the redefinition of marriage? Can they be a member of the party? Can they stand in the party?
Of course,
it's not a conscience clause.
I mean, we
the union, other parties have gone for the conscience route. The question is, can you have a different view and be a public official within the Alliance Party?
There are issues that are matters of conscience. For example, abortion is a clear example of that, where there are competing rights and people will have different views on this. For us, the issue of marriage is an issue of equality. It's an issue of non-discrimination.
Was your party united in this?
We had a very strong vote at the party council, but obviously we've had a very detailed discussion behind the scenes, and there will be people with different views in the party. All those views are fully respected. But it is
Can you be an MLA and oppose gay marriage?
It is
an Alliance MLA.
It's important that as a party we have a coherent position
okay.
on this, and that's what we have.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.